This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
The markets are sideways trading in front of this report that comes out on Friday. And it's more of the same, just chopping around, waiting on the numbers. It's supposed to be a 16.5 corn crop with 186.1 yield, 4.27 bean crop with a 53.3 yield. We'll see what happens when the market rallies in this range it's been in. It's stopped by the harvest pressure coming up, and also farmer selling, making room for the new crop, and supported by good exports, and also questions about the yield of late with the disease and the dryness we've had. So we'll find out on Friday what the government says. Right now, the market's range-bound until Friday at 11 o'clock when those numbers come out, and see if they how much they drop them from the August report. So that's going to position evening in front of the report. Is going to keep this market in this tight range until Friday. Livestock-wise, a lot of excitement. Big break yesterday. Wonder if the top is in. The market got with $12 off the highs. It has recovered today.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
At the close, December corn down 2¾ at 417 even. November soybeans down 6 even at 1025 and a quarter. October soybean meal down 420 at 283.50. Soybean oil up 54 cents at 50.47. On the Merck, October live cattle up 97 cents at 231.15. September feeders up $1.50 at 353.20. October lean hogs up 70 cents at 96.82. Pork cutout went unchanged at 102.22. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.